This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Coming up, NPCs. We touched on it last night, but it was at the very end of the show, like the last 3 minutes. So we really didn't have much of a chance to talk about it. And Conan, it's something that's burning in your mind, so we want to just
I don't know about that. Burning, but I do find
You've been thinking about it.
I find it hilarious.
So we're going to get into that coming up here in moments. But for those of you just tuning in the first hour of the show, we talked in detail, and there was just a little bit more I thought that was worth discussing on this question of developmental disabilities, children, and the state programs that exist
right.
to supposedly help people in those circumstances. Daryl and I, we were at a candidates forum tonight where we learned about a lot of the, you know, the difficulties that some of these families are suffering underneath in this purported compassionate state system, which doesn't really have much of a shred of compassion from what I can tell. But unfortunately, people are stuck in the state paradigm. And they don't know what to do about it. They're really frustrated with the status quo, but all they can really do is ask these wannabe legislators and actual legislators, hey, can you please fix these programs and give them more funding because we don't know what else the heck to do
right.
with our families and we don't know how to get help. And that's because, well, the state is a concept that exists and it needs to end. And when we talk about those things, it sounds callous. Because we talk about ending programs that exist that ostensibly help people. And I'm sure in certain circumstances that people would rather have whatever crappy help the state is giving than no help at all. But that's the false paradigm, is that without the state, that there would be nothing. And that's what the people who are statists want you to believe. They want you to disbelieve in your neighbor. So even though there was a lot of talk tonight about how people need to come together as a community and help each other out, the state is not the method. It's not a moral method to do that with.
Right.
And so when libertarians say, and again, this wasn't really much of a back and forth conversation that we were at tonight, so that's why I wanted to talk about this on the air, because we can reach a lot more people than the, you know, 24 that might have been in that room.
24 would have been the candidates, and then I'd say there was probably half a dozen?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, not that the candidates don't need to hear the libertarian viewpoint
right.
explained well either, but anyway, it makes more sense to talk about it here because we can do it in detail. When you talk about the idea of ending a state program, you also have to explain what it could look like in the absence of that state program, so you don't sound like you're some cold-hearted snake that doesn't care about people. The reality is, when you let people have the money that they earned and keep it and decide for themselves what to do with it, they can be so much more compassionate with that money as individuals donating to different charities and different organizations that actually do provide help to other folks. But the difference between us and the people that rely and that believe in the state is we believe in the individual. We believe that people, our neighbors, will help other people. And we're willing to jump off that cliff and say, you know what, end the state programs entirely and the market, the charities, people who care will actually step forward and help. And the people who believe in the state want you to believe that they won't. They want
right.
you to believe that people are not good. Generally, they need to be forced into contributing, you know, involuntarily to some sort of state-run program to create the so-called safety net to take care of people.
Yeah, what you just brought up, Ian, I think is one of the biggest problems. And this goes to my theory of human projection. You know, I really do believe that a lot of, especially the legislators who are pushing for these programs, if you break it on down and you were to remove the state, I am of the belief that they would be the least likely to be to donate to such charities like this.
That's speculative. I mean, you don't have any evidence of that. I mean, certainly the one of the women in there is a parent. I mean, she was also in the state legislature. So I don't know if there's evidence.
They don't have faith in their community.
That's true.
They don't have
faith. They're projecting.
They don't have faith in society. Mm-hmm. They don't believe these programs could exist without coercion.
That's right. They don't believe.
Because they themselves would not participate.
It's possible. I'm not saying that's impossible. But
there are some people that And I've run into these people that they think, well, I would donate,
but
nobody
would.
Else would.
Right.
So therefore, I have to force other people to contribute.
And it might not be them themselves, but they might be surrounded by friends and or family members who are of that like.
They're grumpy and they don't want to help or whatever. Yeah, I think you're right about that. And it's sad, but that's the difference here. That's the key difference between libertarians who believe in the individual and people being good. And there's all kinds of evidence for that. And this came up actually in the Sentinel interview. So the Keene Sentinel is a local newspaper here where they ask good questions. It really is a good interview. I haven't gone back to watch it, but, you know, being there, it was really – they asked some really smart questions and really tough questions, and it was great to really give a pure voluntarist – a pure pro-liberty response to some of these questions. And the evidence is clear. If somebody's house burns down across town, wherever it is you live, and they have, you know, a benefit concert or a walk for the cure, whatever it is that they come up with to help raise money, people pour in the funds.
Just look at any huge hurricane that's ever taken place in this country.
Right. I mean, and then there's more money than they can spend.
You have volunteers loading their U-Hauls up with food and
water,
and clothing and water and supplies, and they're driving down there.
But I didn't want to give the hurricane example. I wanted to give a typhoon example over in Thailand because, yeah, we know about the hurricane relief in the U.S., but I wanted to point out that not only will people help people across town and, you know, donate to somebody to get a new house or, you know, rent a place or whatever after their home burns down. Because they can empathize, right? It's easy to empathize with the person across town. Oh, crap, that could have been my house.
Or I know that person. Or I know that
somebody
person's
who knows somebody.
Cousin or brother or whoever.
So that's easy to kind of pawn off. Oh, well, that's local.
Right.
Well,
there's a connection.
Right. But even when there isn't, there's still empathy. Because even though you don't live in Thailand, if they get ravaged by some typhoon that just completely destroys and drowns people and destroys property left and right, which happened within the last, what was it, a decade or so? I feel like it's been almost a decade now. But anyway, that happened, and billions of dollars poured into the Red Cross from people across the United States and elsewhere in the world because people want to help. Even though the Red Cross isn't the most efficient of organizations, they still want to help, and they're willing to help people. So all the evidence is there that people are willing to help. Even with the burdens of taxation placed upon them, they're still able to and willing and interested in helping. So with burdens of taxation lifted from them, they would be able to help even more. And without these state organizations, these state programs, we would see hopefully a thousand flowers bloom of all these different charities and organizations that can actually focus on a local area and can actually provide these people the help they needed. Like that school down in Massachusetts that one of the women sent her son to after being so frustrated over more than a decade and a half of trying to make the system work for her. She just gave up and sent her son down to a school that actually is trained, you know, with professionals who are good at helping developmentally disabled people. And it was a private school that she sent him to. And so we would have more of those things. Because her main concern wasn't that, you know, it was a private school versus a state school. It was that she didn't want him to have him leave the area.
Right.
She wanted to have him, you know, be raised and go to school in the area where he was born, where he probably is going to live, so he could make connections with the people in this area. And now she feels like he has to go there because the state system sucks so bad that was her, you know, her option. So it was really an interesting, you know, enlightening kind of occasion. I'm glad I was able to go. I wasn't sure how it was going to be structured or how it was going to work, but it really just, you know, makes it crystal clear that these state programs fail. They just do the bare minimum, and that isn't even enough, and it doesn't even affect everybody that need the help or that want help. And there's no doubt in my mind, because I believe in people, that if we didn't have the state, this idea, this terrible idea that justifies aggressive violence against our neighbors, that all of these things would be better. Does that mean things would be perfect? No, of course not. Of course not. There are still going to be difficulties in life, and fundraising is always going to be a challenge, but it will be easier if people had more money to give in the first place, and if these organizations could actually tell their stories and encourage people to give. I know it's got to be hard to stand up there in front of that room, and it was, certainly, you could tell, for these ladies that did that, to tell their stories,
right?
Because nobody, you know, it's your private life, right? You don't want to be telling all the difficulties that your son or your daughter has. But when they do, that's how people get motivated, when they hear those stories. And I think that's all it would take, is just to communicate that in the marketplace, and people would step up, and people would get the help that they need. Anyway, we got more coming up here. Let's talk NPCs on the way. Plus, Canada legalizes cannabis. Today was day number one. Woo-hoo. We'll talk about what it was supposedly like coming up.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Blink Home Security. Blink is an Amazon company now. They were purchased by Amazon because, well, they thought their product was so great. They wanted to own it, and they, of course, have since integrated it with Alexa. No contracts, no subscriptions. It's a home security system that is shockingly affordable and effective, because normally you don't get affordable and effective in the same box with a home security system. You got to pay a lot of money for that. But in this case, you don't. You actually get wireless cameras, and they're HD, and you can set them up wherever it is you want them, you know, in your household. Obviously, you can't go too far away because it's a home-based system. So this isn't for, like, a, you know, Amazon's not going to put this in their warehouse facility. This is designed for maybe a small office or a home. And it works very, very well. The batteries in the cameras last up to 2 years. The setup, I don't think, could be much faster than it is. I mean, who knows what innovations we'll come up with eventually, but this is pretty easy. You unbox the system, you put batteries in, you put the cameras up, and then you just configure everything via a Wi-Fi enabled device.
Maybe at some point, Alexa will be able to configure it for you.
Perhaps so. And I don't know how, you know, you interact with Alexa, because I didn't do that when I was setting up the system here at the LRN studios. But you can get 3 Blink cameras for less than the other guys. Plus, you can save an extra 15% off. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. And again, when something moves in front of the cameras during the time frames you specify, it sends you a clip. You can also just open up a live feed anytime you want and just see what's going on. And there's audio on these cams, which a lot of security systems, it's just straight up video. You can actually hear what's going on in these with these cameras as well. I haven't really mentioned that before, but it's a fact. So blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours and save 15%. Blinkprotect.com/FTL to the phones. To the fun. Coming up, NPCs. Is Sarah one of them? Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you know something? I want to thank the Free Talk Live show because I felt that the show has helped me build the two women-only homeless daytime shelter here in Albuquerque.
We've helped you build a daytime shelter? I'm sorry, is that what you said?
Well, because, you know what, it was built after I was on this show, and I talked about the need for the daytime shelter for women.
Hold on, so you talked about it, and then somebody else built it. That's not us helping you build something.
She's saying that they must have heard us talking about it, and so therefore, because we're on in Albuquerque, New Mexico,
right,
where she's calling from. In fact, we're on 6 days a week, so most of the show gets heard on KABQ there. So she believes, at least that's what it's sounding like. Is this true, Sarah? You believe that the fact that you came on the air here on Free Talk Live made something happen as far as a local program of some sort?
Yes, but that's the reason why I put up the
thing. I really appreciate it.
But that's not the same as you building a thing.
Well, somebody has to have an idea, dear. I mean, she didn't swing the hammer.
She didn't build that.
She didn't swing the hammer and lay the concrete or whatever, but she may have came up with the idea, and she believes somebody heard that idea come out of her mouth, and they ran with
it. Right, but she didn't say that we helped somebody put her idea into practice. She said at the beginning of her call that we helped her build a thing.
Yeah, I don't buy it for a second.
You know, because there's a lot of anti-human trafficking activists out in the world that are really trying to, not only myself, but the former victims that are listening and hearing on this show, and they want to do something about it. And when I bring up the problem that this is a pimp recruiting center, the so-called daytime shelter, where they men and women are thrown in together, that's where they recruit, the human trafficking victims. But if enough people heard about it,
So you think a shelter is helping with human trafficking? You think that that's? Do you think it's actually affecting human trafficking or just helping the victims of it?
But the thing is, they keep the pimp out. Is that they cannot figure out who they're going to pimp out when they're not available.
Pimps are pretty resourceful. I just want to say, you know, if you there's a lot of money to be made in that business, and you don't need to just go hang around a homeless shelter to find women who are willing to be pimped out. And let's clear something up. Not every relationship between somebody who is a pimp and a prostitute is necessarily going to be human trafficking.
Right, but the new sort of, I guess the fear-mongering is that every woman who participates in prostitution is only doing it because she is forced into it by someone that is a pimp.
False.
And she is not doing it of her own volition.
It's so false. Is that what you believe, Sarah, is going on?
Well, you know what? Maybe some of them are or some of them not. But
So you understand then that it is definitely possible for women to go into prostitution who are doing it a completely voluntary act, that they've chosen that particular lifestyle, that they've chosen that profession.
Right, and then they ask for a pimp. I'm sure that...
No. You don't necessarily need a pimp. Certainly in these days, you can just market yourself directly on the internet and things like that. But...
Right, and...
There are people who will find you clients.
Right, and one of the things that is being labeled trafficking now are if women combine resources to wind up, you know, running, say, three or four women. Not even a brothel. Just, I'll help you check your clients. You help me check mine. We'll help each other schedule appointments. So nobody's a pimp in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, you know, helping one another run their business. That is being labeled trafficking now.
Ridiculous.
And what about madams? Why are they never confused with being pimps?
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing, right?
Yeah, pimps, of course, get a bad name because there are violent pimps, right, who, you know, beat their women into submission and drug them, and, you know, they're awful. So you don't ever hear those stories about madams. That doesn't mean they don't do that, but, you know, you just don't hear those stories. So it doesn't have the same connotation. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I'm not going to take credit for building some kind of center based on the fact that you called this show, but I appreciate the compliment.
I am curious because you did ask, is Sarah a non-player character? And then she just went into whatever her pre-programmed statement was, and that's what the NPCs do.
This is one of the critiques of the NPC thing.
And, you know, like Super Mario, when you go into little thing, please pick a card.
So NPC, let's jump into this here, Conan. This is something we touched on at the very end of the last show. NPC stands for non-player character. It is a
correct
concept.
And it's been attributed to video games.
That's where the name came from.
But if you go back even further, you've got desktop games, especially Dungeons and Dragons. That's where it came from.
Oh, really?
Those are the non-player characters of that's the origin. But then who plays tabletops?
Yeah, some people do.
But anyways, this is an actual meme used in the true sense. It's not a picture with words on it. I mean, that's what it is. It's an actual idea that is spreading like wildfire.
And it is a it is a picture as well. There's a certain visualization of this NPC concept where they're now applying the idea of the NPC, this non-player character, to real life and other human beings that we are around.
Correct. An NPC in a game or in a desktop programmed bot, a programmed sheep that follows a script. They say and repeat exactly what they were programmed to say and repeat, and that's all they're capable of. And so you have this idea being attributed to, guess who? The left, who are out there mobbing and burning cars and repeating what they've been told to repeat, and it's hilarious.
But isn't it also true of people on the right as well?
Yes.
It's the people on the right who seem to be coming up with the memes and all that, so
the
we'll
left
continue
can't
here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump presented retired Marine Sergeant Major John Canley with the Medal of Honor. Canley served in Vietnam 50 years ago, and his actions helped save the lives of his teammates.
John's friend, Pat Fraley, was struck
by a rocket explosion and was about to be run over by a tank when John charged through enemy fire and carried him back to safety.
Outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan today expressed concerns regarding politics on both sides of the aisle. He joined CBS this morning.
I worry about tribal identity politics becoming the new norm of how politics is waged. As conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Alinsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well.
The Honduran government called on 2,000 immigrants Tuesday to give up their trek to the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us right here, where you can take control of the airwaves. We've got more to say on this NPC meme that is spreading around the internet. In fact, apparently Twitter has now banned 1,500 accounts for utilizing this meme.
More purging.
Yeah, so we'll get into what's going on here and what this is all about. It's Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio. I do want you to know about AnyPay. If you're interested in accepting cryptocurrency, whether it's at the point of sale or maybe you've got an internet business, AnyPay can actually work for you. Go to anypay.global, although they focus on real-life retail acceptance of crypto like Bitcoin and Dash and others. Go to anypay.global, create your account. It's so fast. There's no approval process. You just create your username and password. You get in. You put your crypto addresses in the back end. And then load the app on your tablet at your register, and that's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency from your customers, thanks to AnyPay, and it's free for merchants to use. So AnyPay.global, A-N-Y-P-A-Y, AnyPay.global. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Chrissy is on the line in Ohio. Hello, Chrissy.
Hi there. How are you?
Hey, great. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I am a candidate for Ohio's 77th District. And I actually had a challenge to the Ohio GOP challenging my right to vote because I got married and changed my name a year ago, and my name was one name 1 year and different this year. So they challenged my right to vote. We had a hearing today. The taxpayers had to pay for a hearing to determine if I was eligible to vote. And I say that the board unanimously voted in my favor. And I not only have the right to vote, but I have the right to still run for office. So the GOP
right, and so by them challenging, as I understand it, and I've been following this a little bit because I know Chrissy.
So she's a libertarian.
She is a libertarian running for state house in Ohio.
Gotcha.
And as I understand it, because they were challenging your right to vote, they were also de facto challenging your right to be a candidate.
Correct. Because if you don't
less
have
than 3 weeks from the election,
right. If you're not registered to vote, then you become. You're no longer a candidate, right?
In some places.
Yeah. How many places will let you actually run as a candidate without being registered?
There are places that have elected cats and dogs as mayor.
That's pretty
awesome.
Cats
and dogs aren't registered voters.
Can we get Jazzy to run for mayor in Keene?
No, because New Hampshire requires one to be registered to vote, which is why Mike Gill wasn't allowed to run for governor a couple of years ago.
All right, so wait, so they challenged you at some sort of hearing.
My entire concern about this situation is that this was allowed so close to the election. Like, ballots should have already been printed 2 weeks ago.
They have been printed. Absentee ballots have gone out, and people have already started moving.
But, okay, I missed what you said what the outcome was. Did they say you could keep your voter registration, or did they disqualify you?
They voted unanimously to keep my registration, that I am eligible to vote.
That's good.
The board recognized that this was a baseless attack on my right to vote and my right to run for office only because I got married and changed my name.
Which and your right to you, legally change your name.
Yes, I legally changed my name a year ago.
Why would they do this? If you don't mind speculating here, because normally libertarian candidates are completely inconsequential to most elections. Is this a two-way race or something? Like, what would make them even care about the fact that you ran against them? Because usually they just ignore the libertarians, and that's all it takes.
So this is a three-way race, and this came the day after I debated the Republican incumbent, and we destroyed them. And we also got information that they did some insider polling within their own campaign and showed us within the margin of winning. And that is when this attack came out.
Ah, so you actually have a chance, is what you're saying. You're an unusual libertarian candidate in that you actually may have a chance of winning this election according to a poll result that the Republicans hired some polling firm to do.
Yes. I'm lucky. I'm running in the my hometown. I have name recognition. We've been doing very well at the doors. We've had a really great reception. So, yeah, they found us in the margin of winning in their own poll and decided to... Instead, they attacked the Democrat, they attacked me for getting...
Has this gotten any local news coverage? Has the local paper or television station actually reported on this desperate move by the Republicans?
Absolutely, actually. All of the media around Ohio has reported on this.
Good, because that's going to help
overwhelmingly,
you.
Overwhelmingly. Oh, yeah. I actually joked with the opposing lawyers today about how I should file this as an in-kind donation because of how good this is for me.
And Chrissy, because again, you know, we're friends and I've been following this, there may or may not be a FOIA request that has been filed that might reveal some information.
Yes, actually my campaign manager filed 22 pages of FOIA requests yesterday.
Hold on, how many pages?
22.
22 pages of FOIA requests. Now, I'm guessing they're not going to wind up responding to any of these before the election.
They already have.
Wait, with whom were these filed? Because the Republican Party is a private organization, aren't they?
No. Incumbent state representative filed the complaint against Chrissy.
Oh, I see. So if it had been somebody else who did it, then they would have had to.
So anything that the state rep did in his official capacity as a state representative is subject to FOIA.
Man, he really stepped in it. Or she, or whoever it was.
Yes. He actually was also subpoenaed and testified today to knowing the gentleman that challenged me on the ballot. He testified that he knows him and that he's already volunteer. And they've hung out. That came out. We asked who the challenger was played by. He declined to answer. and refused to answer any more questions about that. The media asked him. The media was there today. This has been everywhere. I mean, wow. How often do you hear of a libertarian candidate getting recognized in the street?
Getting recognized what? I'm sorry.
In the street. I mean, everyone in my area knows who I am now.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. I hope that your campaign pans out. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Oh, no, that's it. You know, the Ohio Libertarian Party finally beat the Ohio Republican Party. So, ha-ha.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Chrissy. I appreciate hearing from you. Unfortunately, that's the kind of person that we need here in New Hampshire, somebody
yes.
who's actually, you know, willing to actually run and do a good job. And we've got some Libertarian candidates this time around. The Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire has actually gotten full-on ballot access, basically at the level of the Republicans and Democrats for the first time in 22 years, I believe, at least 20 years. And
yes.
So we're seeing some more Libertarian candidates this time around. But, of course, the challenge is, can we reach the arbitrary limit that the Republicans and Democrats set for the Libertarians to reach here, which is 4%. So our gubernatorial candidate, Jaleta Jarvis, she has to reach that 4%. It happened in 2016, but it could have been a fluke. It could have been because it wasn't because the candidate was great. He barely, you know, was anything at all. He
right.
wasn't really even a libertarian. He's a Republican who ran as a libertarian. And you and I certainly were not happy with him, Darryl.
Correct.
But he managed to do more than 4%, I think, simply because the Greens and the Libertarians did better nationwide because
right.
of Trump and Hillary.
Yes.
So now that it's the off-season election here in 2018, there's no big national race to distract everybody from. How will the Libertarian candidate do in New Hampshire is really a big question. I'm curious to see how it pans out. But to answer Chrissy's question sort of after the fact is here in New Hampshire, it's not uncommon to be recognized in the streets because these towns are small.
Right.
You know, most of the places in New Hampshire, even the so-called cities, are relatively small places. And so things are very intimate here. All the players, you know one another. I didn't know everybody in that room tonight when we were at this candidates forum, but I knew several of the people from having been in the State House and just sort of being around the political system here. So if you're a libertarian and you actually want to have better than fluke chances to do something, you got to get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Chrissy's case sounds great, but the rest of Ohio is probably still screwed. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to learn more about New Hampshire, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free, join us right here on the radio. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Big thanks, by the way, to T. Hammond, who has been a Free Talk Live gold amplifier, somebody who gives $10 per month to the show to help us advertise, market, and promote. That's what AMP stands for. It means you're helping us get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, if it's worth the cost of a cup of coffee, again, T. Hammond is doing 10 bucks a month, but we only ask 5. So you can do 5 bucks, be a silver amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. We sure do appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us. So thank you to T. Hammond for that. And you can get all the perks, too. You get some bonuses. You get some extras because you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can learn about all those over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin BTC. Amp.freetalklive.com. All right. So we were talking about the NPC, the non-player character. This is ultimately is turned into a meme. It was originally a thing in the tabletop gaming, apparently, Conan, like Dungeons and Dragons or whatever. Warhammer, I guess, would be another.
And then, of course, it moved up to video games, which you right. do. You need NPCs. You can't all be player characters.
Right. So in a game, you're interacting with a character. If it's not another human being, it's an NPC. Is the idea
correct?
Now they're saying NPCs are real in real life, and they're laying the idea. They're putting it over, suggesting that it's liberals. Basically, they're the people who are making these NPC memes.
Yeah, this could have this could have very easily have come from the left if the left could meme.
They could have done, of course the left can meme.
They
come
can't.
On.
They could have done the same thing because there are plenty of bots on the other side. But of course, no. This came from the alt-right. It came from the trolls. It came from the pro-Truppers, the Make America Great MAGA, the mm-hmm. Magnus. And they do a really good job. I'm not gonna lie.
You're not an alt-righter.
Are
you coming out of the closet as
I'm not in support of the alt-right, but I do find what they do hilarious. However, having said that, I despise the left. Mm-hmm. I despise social justice warriors. I despise communists. I despise the equality of outcome. It rubs me the wrong way.
But what about equality of opportunity?
I'm going to go with equality of rights. Opportunity, it's kind of gray. But equality of rights, that's where I stand.
Well, what's the difference?
I think equality of opportunity is when you have laws that support, that start to move into the, it starts to get gray, you get equality of rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, or property, and then you start to move towards outcome, and that's where opportunity starts to step in, and it gets gray.
Who is promoting this equality of opportunity? Is that a lefty or a righty?
I think the Constitution is...
So, libertarians generally would support an equal opportunity. So if you want to start a business,
mm-hmm.
right now there are all kinds of regulations that apply to various businesses.
Okay.
So there's not an equal opportunity to start a business.
I see what you're saying.
There's not an equal opportunity for a lot of different things based on various rules and regulations and structures that exist.
The reason I ask the question, though, is because you've heard that phrase before, right? When it comes to government, equal opportunity employer. The idea that an employer has to offer an equal opportunity to people of all sorts of, different shapes and sizes. And libertarians generally would oppose that idea on principle, saying that, well, you should be able to discriminate if you want to. So,
correct.
For instance, Hooters,
right.
If they want to hire women only and attractive women only, they should be able to make that discriminatory decision instead of feeling in some way obligated by some government mandate called equal opportunities. That's why I asked the questions to clarify what you meant by that. What you're saying is you don't want the government to force some sort of outside version of equality on people. You just want them to have the chance to do whatever it is they want without having to ask government permission for something.
Right. And, okay. This is one of the things, and if you've ever read 1984, they talk about under Newspeak, how the word equal doesn't actually make sense to anybody because they view equal as meaning everyone has the same height or the same hair color mm-hmm. or the same talents, the same abilities. So, and I see that happening now a lot with the right to where they're like, I oppose equality because reasons of just, bastardizing the word equal to mean something other than all human beings are fundamentally the same.
I blame that on the left's definition of equal, which is not my definition, and I think the right is up in arms, and of course the two tribes fighting with each other, it doesn't matter if they both don't make sense, it's all about the fight. And I think that their two versions of equality are completely different, but because the left is more vocal when it comes to equality, the right just has to be against it. It doesn't matter it doesn't matter that no one's actually defining what they're against. They just hear equality, I'm against it. But I mean, I've never, you've actually seen people on the right who have come out and says, I'm against equality?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, because they hear equality and think it means that everybody needs to make the same amount of money, have the same type of this, the same car.
Well, that's what it tends to mean.
But that's what I mean. That's where it's, that is the new definition these days.
Well, it's not even these days. I mean, people have intended that for a long time. There's the fantasy that people have. And it's, whether it's mostly people on the left or the right, I don't know, or whatever. But the fantasy is that the government can somehow force people to be equal, and specifically in reference to the amount of money that they have. Because obviously you can't force somebody to be the same height as another person. That's ridiculous.
Right.
But the idea is they can just take a bunch of money from all the rich people and then give it away equally to everybody, and that'll solve the world's problems. And it's false. And so I'm against that because it can never actually be. Even if you could, here we are, this is lefty fantasy, right? Press the button tomorrow, because we talk about the libertarian fantasy of press the button, make the government go away. Press a button to, or make the state go away. Coercive state.
Right.
Press a button tomorrow, and then all of a sudden, poof, everybody's got an equal amount of money in their bank account or stuffed under their mattress if they don't have a bank account or whatever. Everybody's got the equal amount of money. Within hours.
Hours.
Within hours, within the same exact day, that shift will happen to where all of a sudden there's no more equality because some people
someone's
are going to go on a spending
someone's
spree.
Someone's going to go spend their money, their funding on lottery tickets,
or,
and they're going to be broke
or
tomorrow.
Or horse, or cocaine, or whatever it is.
And then equality's no more. And then they're going to have to readjust.
And it can't.
What's the little magic button that conservatives would want to push? that everybody would be moral and obey their version of ethics, I guess?
Yeah, good question. Good question.
I mean, because Republicans always want to talk about how libertarians this or liberals that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, well, Republicans have to have their own sort of
that's
fantasy.
That's a good question.
I think both tribes want their tribes to think the same.
Well,
that's,
what is the button? I think you ask an interesting question, and maybe our listeners can call in with an answer to that. What's the fantasy Republican button, right? So if it's the lefties push a button for money equality, the libertarians push a button to end the coercive state, what is that button? If the Republican could push a fantasy button, would that be?
Would it be
a wall around the entire country?
What would it be? Go back to the good old days, whatever that means, where they know their place.
Whoever they is.
Right. Well, the they is everybody that's not me.
Right. Right.
The Republicans, by and large, and I'm not necessarily going to say that every Republican is a racist and a xenophobe, but they do seem to sort of long for the days when certain groups that aren't white people just sort of knew their place.
Well, also, how about aren't men as well?
Yeah.
I think so. You're asking what they would want. I think.
Yeah.
A lot of Republicans who aren't, but do identify as conservative. That's the word we need to dissect. Conservative is, family values, not going out.
You're
not
family.
Conservatives aren't skydivers. They're not trying new things. They kind of, they like to live in their
status quo. Conservative means supporter of the status quo.
Mm.
You want to conserve the status quo. No, they think it means go back to the good old days.
Right, whenever that is. Which is usually a fantasy to some extent, right?
Yes.
Because
life needs to be like it was and Leave It to Beaver.
And
whatever
like that.
And life was never like that.
Right.
And by the way, your button is to remove the state, the coercive state.
That's correct, yeah.
I agree. I would also add a caveat that we, the two tribes, which are growing further and further apart.
I'm not part of one of those two tribes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do believe libertarians in most cases, are a healthy mixture of the two. We have a healthy bloodline, which is we can think both ways. Whereas you have these two tribes who are so alienated, making copies of themselves year after year after year, and they can't see the other side's, they can't emulate the other side because they're so differently, they're so opposed to each other.
We got more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us on Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.